You're listening to NewsRamp Education. Today is Saturday morning, August 29th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Graves McLean Injury Lawyers provides school supplies for nearly 3,000 Tulsa-area students. Graves McLean Injury Lawyers supported nearly 3,000 Tulsa-area students by providing customized school supply packs to high-need schools in the Tulsa and Union Public School systems. The initiative, now in its 10th year, focused on fulfilling specific school supply wish lists to ensure students had the essentials they needed for the new school year. The firm's commitment to supporting local students and educators remains strong.
TUNEX launches SmartLector SL100 for more professional presentation spaces. QNEX has launched the SmartLector SL100, an integrated digital podium designed to simplify presentation and AV operation in professional spaces. With a dedicated 23.8-inch Full HD display, interactive pen and touch functionality, and integrated AV controls, SL100 offers a seamless and efficient presentation experience. This new addition to the QNEX Digital Podium series aims to enhance formal presentation environments and improve technology management across various spaces.
Jumping for health. School-based Plyo HIT aims to improve muscle-to-fat ratio in kids. Researchers are testing a school-based exercise program combining plyometric jumping drills with high-intensity interval training to improve the muscle-to-fat ratio in children, age 9 to 12. Unlike traditional weight loss methods that may sacrifice muscle, this intervention aims to preserve metabolically active skeletal muscle while reducing adiposity. The study, published in the World Journal of Pediatrics, could redefine success in pediatric obesity research by focusing on metabolic health over simple weight reduction. AndrewWide.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.